be honest with you, that can be a pretty big
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling Allstone this minute. How can I help you?
Hi. Is Troy in?
I'm not sure if he's still here or not. Let me check. May you tell me who's calling?
Yeah, Ruben. I missed his caller this morning. It's not a sales call.
Moment.
And that's something that we can work with. We'll take a look at what we're dealing with, and we'll fit you into a program that matches best with you. So if that rules you out on one, we'll get you into another. But it definitely sounds like there's something here that we can help. Hey, Eric.
It's Troy.
Hey, Troy. This is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Pretty good. Hanging in there.
All right. How can I help you out today?
Well, we talked probably a year ago or something.
Okay.
And we were talking about me buying a piece of equipment at that time from Global, okay. I think.
Okay. Yeah.
And you had my situation. You could get me like a hundred at that time you weren't going to have a problem with, but over 100 was a situation. And
So you're in the stone business, correct?
I'm in the stone business.
All and right.
Here's a quick overview of where I'm at is.
Sure.
I wound up buying some used equipment. Not buying anything new, and so I've got a lot of equipment, and I've paid for it, and I've installed it, and I've really put a crunch on my cash flow, and just really got me in a bad situation trying to set up my entire second facility, and I was just wondering if I could get a loan against my existing equipment that I have.
I appreciate you calling. I can walk you through a few different programs. Basically, the way that we work is we have a variety of programs and terms, and we kind of go from the longest term available, works backwards, and let you set your own program and rate and term. So there's a few different loan products in the market. I'm going to ask you a few basic questions just so I can understand your business in a snapshot. I don't mean to be too fast. I'd appreciate the opportunity to assist you. What are your sales per year or per month right now?
We did 2.7 last year, and we're probably on track with the things later in this year that we'll do probably around 3
cool.
this year.
Do you currently have any business loans?
Yes.
Who do you have loans with?
I have loans with. I have a company called Magnolia Financial.
Okay.
That handles. They're basically like factoring on my invoicing.
Okay.
And I have a small loan of $65,000 with them that I would be paying off, or
okay.
I would pay off if I needed to.
Do you have any other loans besides that? Okay, go ahead.
I have a lease on with Direct Capital on a couple of new pieces of equipment in my cabinet shop. That's probably it's a little over 2 years old, I guess.
Okay. Is that it?
That's it.
Sir?
That's it.
Okay.
Other than vehicle loan, I guess.
Okay. And you are looking just for some short-term cash flow based on kind of a little crunch here, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I mean, there's a few products in the market. I can tell you what's available as a general overview. When did you buy the equipment that you purchased?
Well, I've been buying the equipment over the last, 2 or 3 years. I've bought stuff and stacked it up, and so now we're kind of installing everything and getting
when
it
did
up
you,
and running.
When did money actually change hands?
A lot of it changed hands one saw I have, I bought, I mean, I've, gosh, man, over the last 3 years, you know, I've just, I've bought stuff, I've traded, I've done work, and for different equipment, cleaning out a couple of, in all, I've probably cleaned out 9 different locations over the last 5 years is how I pretty much put my shop together, so.
How would you rate your personal and business credit?
My what?
Your personal and business credit.
My business credit right now is going to, you know, I don't know where it's at. My personal credit is probably running just under 700 on my personal score, I would think.
Okay. And about how much capital are you looking to get?
Well, I've got, so a deal that I was working on, Magnolia set up for me, was we were looking at trying to get $200,000.
Okay. All right. And has that materialized or no?
And that's the, that I had an appraisal done.
Okay.
And that's one of the really frustrating parts, and Magnolia can vouch for all of this for me. But the appraisal came in at $228,000, and they said that they don't do anything under $250,000. They have a $250,000 minimum. They did not tell us that when we started this, and
okay.
we paid for $6,500 for an appraisal.
Oh, good God. So you just created a keyword. You just created a keyword there that's, you know, very, very important. You said they did not tell you this before they started, and I think what happens in my industry specifically is it's very salesy in nature. I take a very different approach. I got a lot of good people that work with me. I appreciate you calling me. Let me tell you my thoughts based on what you're telling me.
Okay.
So you're looking for some short-term cash. There are multiple ways to get cash. There are multiple companies that do cash. Here's my opinion and what I would share with you. And what state are you out of? Georgia, I'm guessing by the area code.
Yes.
Okay. So, you've got collateral, that's good, but you've got a lot of random pieces, and when you talk about collateralized loans, there is a market for them. It is an extremely messy, 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 nasty thing, where a lot of work can be done, like appraisals up front, and then fall apart. I am not in the business of having people pay $6,000 and have that loan fall apart. I don't mean to be condescending or laugh, it's just outrageous, but here's what I would tell you I could do for you. You're looking for some short-term cash, some bumps in the road come up. We have a product called a working capital loan. It is a product, I don't know if you've ever heard of this product, I assume you have. Have you ever been offered a working capital loan or no? Or heard about it?
Well, tell me, how does it work?
Okay. So, we have what's called an unsecured working capital loan. This is a loan that we put the money into the bank account. The loan is based off of cash flow.
Yeah,
that's
I've done that. And
okay.
Where they, you take it out daily or weekly?
Not necessarily.
Here's the thing. Magnolia is my factoring company, and they're handling my invoicing. They handle my reserve account. They'll even make the payments for me on an equipment loan. And if I need to break it down on pieces of equipment, you know, and do rig saws and the Tebow edge machines and things like that, I mean, instead of trying to do a lump equipment loan.
I think I did speak to you in the past. You did have some working capital loans, and you just did not like them, correct?
I have had those, and I'm not interested in that situation. I'm really not. That's why I'm more interested in. Those are always paid out in 12 to 15 months. I'm tired of. Those are the things that have put me in the financial situation.
Okay.
Where I'm at today is paying $10,000 a month, you know, on stuff like that. I'd like to have a loan that I can, a decent amount that I can get stretched out over a 4-year period, you know, and that I can afford.
Well, let's talk about your goals, but let's not you have $6,000 in the hole, and I don't want to do anything more egregious. So let's talk about what some avenues are, and I'm going to address some of your concerns. So the working capital loan product can be a very, very good product, and also can be a very, very nasty product. The aggressive people in the sale in this industry are generally salespeople that are hyper aggressive, And oftentimes what I see is, I see a lot of customers who get a short-term Band-Aid. I'm not here to sell you the product. I'm here to educate you on it. They're sure they get a short-term Band-Aid solution because they're chasing rate or chasing term. I just refinanced a customer for $200,000 who worked with a friendly competitor of ours, but our product made more sense. So the way that our working capital loans work is the following. Number one, we don't limit our term just to 12 months. That's patently false. We have loans that often go up to 2 to 3 years now for working capital. A lot of our customers do 18-month terms. The best product we have is, and if you did multiple working capital loans, I'm sure you'll understand what I'm saying. Basically, the whole issue with a working capital loan is someone gets 60 grand. It's not going to do enough money for them. It solves a short-term solution. It's a 12-month term. Once they're 6 months in, they ask for more money. They do what's called a renewal. That means they basically have to roll over all the interest, and they just keep on rolling interest to interest to interest, and all the debt stacks up. Do you get what I'm saying?
So I've been there.
You've been there. So that's not how our product works. It's not. So the best product we have right now is an interest forgiveness loan. It's similar to a line of credit, where someone borrows money at more money. We're not going to give them 60 grand. We do often do loans of 200, 250, around that range based on a business of your size. And we set it up for a long term to keep the cash flow low. If they renew with us, the vast majority of our programs either have a complete forgiveness of interest, where we wipe out all the remaining interest that they renew, or the vast majority. And everything is documented in black and white. We put everything in writing. That's one product that might interest you, because it's a product that you could probably qualify for without jumping through a lot of hoops, but you're not going to get hit over the head with a nasty interest rate. You're going to be treated fairly. That's option one. Now, I do a lot of working capital-based equipment financing where you can kind of suck the equity out of your equipment. I'm more than happy to do both or one for you. Let me tell you about the qualifications of that program. Do you have a pen handy?
Yep.
So, you said you have good credit. That's fine. There's two issues. The first thing is collateral. If you just bought the equipment, it's one thing. But the challenge here is we do a lot of equipment-based, or not we. The industry has a lot of avenues for equipment-based working capital, but it's got to be easily sellable collateral. We're talking about forklifts, yellow iron, excavators, vehicles, things that can be auctioned off quickly. Not because we want you to default, but we want to protect our interests. The question I would ask you is, and some customers come to us and they say, hey, look, here's 20 items at $10,000 each, and it doesn't work. So before I go down that road and overpromise you, which I won't do, what kind of equipment do you have here? What is it worth? What's the real breakdown here?
Yeah, well, I've got cabinet shop equipment that is that's very easy to sell. Shapers and table saws, things like that. I've got some trucks. I've got forklifts.
Okay, let's go with trucks. Trucks and trailers, perfect. Titled equipment. What are they worth?
Well, you know, it's according to you looking at, if you're looking at this stupid-ass liquidation value thing that they sent me, they ain't worth anything.
How much do they claim they're worth?
How much what? I'm sorry.
How much are they worth? Like an auction situation. The auction situation.
Yeah, I mean, on this, I'm looking to see where it's at on here.
And we finance used equipment all the day long, but in this case.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's trucks that are worth probably $5,000 to $6,000, a couple worth $8,000 or $9,000 each.
Okay.
There's a $15,000 drop trailer out here that I could sell tomorrow for $8,000 on this appraisal they put $3,000 on.
Okay, so you're getting beat up by the appraisals and you feel insulted. Let me not insult you. Here are my thoughts without seeing your file, and I have to take the risk, and I don't mean to be short. I don't want to waste your time. I know we're both slammed people. You can go down the road of, hey, and someone could say, hey, look, everything's looking good, and I've been there myself as a consumer. Hey, everything's looking good, we're just working on it, and waste your time. The problem is you've got a lot of pieces that are coming back at very, very low liquidations, and you don't really know the truth. You don't know the truth if your file fell apart due to having a minimal value of $250. You could have got approved for $250, and it still could have fallen apart. You really don't know that, and that's not a slight at you. That's just how the industry works. Some people like to, quote-unquote, let their customers down softly. I'm not in the business of, like, mincing words. I tell people like I would want to be treated. I think the product that makes sense for you, if you're interested, is a working capital loan. Because it is non-invasive, you'll get an answer fast, there's no hoops to jump through. I think you've had working capital loans in the past that have treated you very badly and haven't put your needs up front. That's not the way we operate. If you're interested, I can send you an application and get you an approval. There's no cost. Show you what terms look like within 24 hours maximum. If you're interested, you take the approval. If you're not, at least you know that's available. But that's what I would suggest to you. I know it's not what you want to hear, but based on what you're telling me, I think it would be the most appropriate product for your business.
Okay.
Who did you work with in the past on your working capital loans?
I don't even remember the names of them. There's two or three different ones that I've dealt with over the last three or four years.
Okay. And they were just very short term.
Off a year ago.
Do you remember the lender or no?
Man, I just don't remember. I could look them up and figure it out, but I don't remember what it was.
Okay. Did I ever send you a credit application?
We looked at a piece of equipment.
What's your email?
Denver Equipment. It's troyh@allstonega.com.
Okay. There's a past. Oh, I see. No, there's a past bankruptcy, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So I did send you a credit application. So what I'm going to do is this. I'm just going to forward this to you real quick. Hold on. So let's do this. It's hard to hear, like, this thing fell apart, man. That sucks. I would not want to waste your time or money, and I can understand how frustrating that is. How's that? Besides the shooting, Mrs. Lincoln, how's the concert going? How's everything else going with you? How's business?
We're hustling. We the new granite shop. We went from one bridge saw to four bridge saws and sink machines and.
But those are things you just bought. There's nothing you bought in like the last 30 days, right?
Bought in the last 10 months, 12 months. We just now, in the last 30 days, got the facility up and running.
Okay. Give me a second. I'm going to draft an email to you, okay?
Okay.
Did you file your 15 tax returns or are you on an extension?
Got an extension.
Okay. And what's your ownership breakdown of your company and shareholders?
100%.
Bear with you. I've got like five calls since we've been on the line, but I want to make sure you get this because it's important. All right, so let's just shoot this over to you.
Okay.
And you're looking for around 200, you said?
Yeah.
What's the minimum that would help you, and what's the maximum you're looking for?
I mean, probably three.
Okay.
Really, just according to how what the cost would be back. I mean, it'd be great to not have to worry about money for a while if it was three or better. But
yeah, I think you know what you're pursuing is, and let's just see. So Troy Hicks at AllStoneGA.com, correct?
That's it.
All right, give me a second. So let's see if you get this email. And what I'll do is this. I'll just address it because I don't like to mince around words. I'm just too busy. You got working capital loans you hate in the past. You have people trying to sell you a four-year loan that doesn't exist. I can help meet you in the middle. Give you a product that makes sense. I can walk you through options. And there's no incentive. So what I do is I offer customers usually two approvals, two to three, and I give you each option. There's no incentive for me to sell you A product or B product. I get paid on funding units. So you can look at each option and say, hey, look, here are my thoughts. Then hopefully we can get a resolution for you. That is just my opinion.
Okay.
Did you get that email?
I got it.
Okay. I've thrown a lot of information at you. Anything that I could answer for you right now?
Have you got anything on this working capital loan on the... that you can email that describes how it works?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I can see. Yeah, so let's just do this. I'm going to just reply to this email. What would you like to know?
Just if you got some information, I can sit down and read over it.
Okay.
Think it through.
Here's the thing. I can send you an email, but it's completely meaningless because there's not one program. What I think is more appropriate and just I like to be professional with all my customers or potential customers is let me get you an approval. I'll send you everything in writing down to a T, and then if you want to do it, you can. I mean, I can send you our template, but it's going to be a lot of information that's going to come across as frankly meaningless to you. I can do it, but I just don't see any value.
Okay.
What I would tell you is this, is that you probably need something that is enough capital to make sense. So these are how our working capital loans work or not. It's got to be enough capital to make sense, but not enough to drown you. So you got to probably get at least 150 in your situation. It's got to be at terms where, because before, how much capital did you borrow in the past? What were you borrowing, like 50 or 100 grand? How much were you borrowing?
Yeah, I think 40-something one time, 60-something, 70-something one time. So.
Yeah, and if you're borrowing, and you said $10,000 a month, these all come down to cash flow. So if you're borrowing 70 grand a month, and you're paying back 10 grand a month, it's game over. It's impossible. No business operates on those kind of margins. You can't... I'm sorry?
I said, that's right. That's what I was doing.
Yeah, and people... But
I got it paid off, and I don't want to go back down that road.
Yeah, and right now, no one can operate on those margins, and you can't borrow 70 and pay back 120.
Mm-hmm.
Possible. All that work money is doing is it's not working capital. It's quote-unquote keeping the lights on. People are using this money to run their business. You know, I think probably what makes sense for you is to get you a loan that is longer term, not an outrageous interest rate, but not 2%, something in the middle, and something that actually just gives you some control of the process. But like what I said is, I'll offer you two or three different approvals. There's zero incentive from me. You can think of me as kind of like, I'm an equipment dealer, and I'm here to sell you a CNC machine. And I don't care if I sell you a 5-axis CNC router or a saw, it's do I get a sale, and do I help a customer? And so for your situation, I'll offer you a few approvals. You know, I've got a lot of good references, and I included that in my email of people who have done working capital loans in the past. They've hated them, and then they've done one through myself and our company. They've been really happy. And so I think that's the most appropriate product. I'm just very fearful of going down the same road someone else has and trying to pitch you on a product which I know will be very messy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't want to take any more time. I'm sure we both got messages, and I hope to hear from you soon.
All All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, brother. Bye-bye.